Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer our expert advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life. You can submit a question for future episodes over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete podcast archive, rapidly approaching 200 episodes. And you can find just what you're looking for by using our handy-dandy sex index, where we index all of the episodes and pages on our website by category, so you can easily scan through that and find what interests you. On this episode, we are going to be answering a question submitted by email. As you know, we always welcome your emails with questions and progress reports and success stories using our techniques. Whatever you want to share with us, we are here for you. And we recently got this email that shares a fabulous erotic experience and asks some questions about it. And it has to do with prostate milking. So let's get started by hearing the question. Charlotte will read this question submitted by someone who found us in the throes of his afterglow while he was looking for information on what just happened to him. Here we go.
First, I can't believe I'm about to type this out. This morning, I decided to pleasure myself and add some prostate stimulation to the mix, using a little curved glass number in the collection. Do I really need the default butt play disclosure of I'm not gay, but damn if it doesn't feel good? So this time, I decided to fully commit. No, just the tip. I decided to go for it and determine if the legend and myths were real. I already knew it felt good, but not to the extent of milking. My experience this morning led me to your site because it was so mind-blowing, I needed to do more research. In the milking process, the site says you will get a small amount of fluid in the prostate released, which would be clear. This did happen to me. However, it was feeling so good, I abandoned my man parts and focused strictly on the massage. What happened next is the reason for this long question. I reached this climax where clear liquid shot out of my mini-me for about 7 or 8 seconds. I couldn't stop it. It felt frigging insanely awesome. At the same time, I am freaking out. After it was over, I wasn't disgusted with myself. I usually am. I was high, euphoric even. In my panic, I'm grabbing, feeling, smelling this liquid, wondering, did I piss myself or what? I noticed the clear liquid was slick, like a lube, like the pre-cum, but not tacky at all, pure watery. I kept smelling my hands and grabbing the sheets and taking huge whiffs and got nothing. I was now intrigued and decided to use it to go at it the old-fashioned way. My brain has been consumed with this all day. What the heck was all that fluid? The weird part is I think I mentally broke myself. I don't think I will ever view me the same way. I thought I knew everything and have done everything when it comes to sex. My wife even says I should have been a sex expert. I love what happened, but I'm scared that if I do it again, it may become an addiction to where it would be my preferred method of pleasure, and I would lose the love of a regular climax. This is not a joke. I am not a troll. I didn't make this up. I just wanted to tell someone and at the same time ask, what the fuck happened to me? Was it 40 years of build-up? Do men squirt? LOL. I don't know anymore. I am now questioning everything I thought I knew. The sad part is I can't tell anyone because no one in my circle is sexually aware. Help.
Okay.
Thank you so much for reaching out and sharing your story and your question. This is exactly what we're here for.
Yes. If you can't tell anyone in your circle, you can always tell us. All right, so first let's just get clear on what happened. So when he's talking about milking, he's talking about milking the prostate. And he used a curved glass tool, a toy, I'm assuming, to reach his prostate.
Through the anus.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's kind of explored some anal stimulation in the past, but this time he went all the way for it and inserted the toy. And a curved toy is perfect for prostate stimulation because you can kind of rock it back and forth and reach that prostate. And in that process, he had an explosive orgasm without an ejaculation, is what happened. And so what that means is, because of the prostate stimulation, he stimulated fluid released from the prostate to come out the urethra. And that's what this mass of clear fluid was. And usually it's just a few drops, but sometimes it can be more fluid. And that's what it sounds like here, is he got a lot of prostatic fluid. And to make this clear, every ejaculation involves the prostate. And when men ejaculate, they emit a mixture of seminal fluid that comes from the testes and prostatic fluid that comes from the prostate. And these mix up into what we know as men's ejaculate, that kind of milky, white, somewhat tacky substance that men ejaculate. And what we know is that it can range from a little squirt to a big gush. The amount of fluid can really vary. And when you milk the prostate, sometimes what happens is you release the prostatic fluid without the semen mixed in. So it's just the prostatic fluid. And this tends to be clear and odorless. And this is what this man experienced. And what's also interesting is he experienced this euphoric high and a really intense orgasmic climax without a full ejaculation. So he released some fluid, but not the full ejaculation that he was used to after, I'm assuming he's around 40 years of buildup, after his 40 years of sexual experience. So this can take men by surprise because it is a new sexual experience, but it's totally normal, totally healthy, and completely within the range of normal male sexual experience if you're exploring what we always call the full sexual system. And this is what's so interesting to me, is that so many men ejaculate and orgasm in the same way over and over again in their life, but because they're not exploring anal stimulation, because they're not exploring direct prostate stimulation, they actually haven't experienced the full range of what's normal.
We talk often about stimulating the entire sexual system, and what we mean by that is the penis, the balls, the perineum, the internal root of the penis, the anal area, the prostate. This whole region is actually your sexual system. And so when you ignore the anus or the prostate, you are actually ignoring a large part of your body that is designed to give you pleasure. Because as Chris was saying, your prostate is involved in every single regular ejaculation that you've had, because prostatic fluid goes into your cum. Normally what happens in an ejaculation is the contractions of orgasm squeeze the prostate, and that's what squeezes out some of the prostatic fluid. There's more fluid in this situation because you've been directly stimulating the prostate. So more fluid rushes in there, and there's more to rush out during your ejaculation that didn't have any semen in it, and that's why it was clear.
Right, and some people love this activity that some people call prostate milking. And what prostate milking is either alone or with a partner, you focus exclusively on the prostate and directly release that fluid without adding the penis stimulation. And so when we talk about prostate massage and including prostate stimulation into sex and foreplay, we usually recommend a combination of prostate stimulation and penis stimulation, because that arousal from the penis stimulation makes everything feel more exciting and thrilling and kind of creates that full sexual system stimulation that we like to go for. Some people, however, like to isolate prostate stimulation and release that fluid. Some people use this as kind of a form of erotic tease and denial, where they will forbid men from ejaculating and then just do the prostate milking as a form of fluid release without the sexual excitement. Other people get really sexually excited by focusing on the prostate and really love those sensations. So there's different ways of mentally approaching this, but what's important for you to know is that it is possible to directly stimulate the prostate and release fluid, and that can be in and of itself a sexual experience, or you can focus on that and then go back to the penis and kind of flip back and forth and experience all these different kinds of sensations. And it's exciting to tap into this new part of your body. And I love what he describes here as the euphoria and the high he got from this experience. And he forgot to be ashamed like he normally is after masturbation. That image for me is really powerful. A lot of people experience kind of a letdown effect after masturbation where shame and guilt and disgust come into play and kind of take away from your pleasure. And this is cultural residue from the sex negative culture we all live in, where your pleasure is interrupted by those feelings of disgust. And what he's describing is he was so high and euphoric from this new sexual experience, he kind of forgot to be ashamed. And that's a really powerful thing for me.
Yeah, that is a really beautiful moment that you're experiencing such novelty and such newness in your body that at highs that you're just in the joy of that. But I think there's also something interesting about that. I mean, a lot of sexual spiritual traditions really focus on men cultivating the experience of ejaculation and orgasm without semen being ejaculated because they name it as draining to the body, which this gentleman kind of came upon that by accident, that he was experiencing more energy, like a higher level of experience by not ejaculating semen. And I think there's something to notice there, that for centuries, sexual spiritual traditions, Taoism and Tantra, really name that as an important practice for men to cultivate, to experience the highest levels of pleasure and energy from sex. And I think that's just interesting to notice, that there's something valuable from non-ejaculatory orgasms for men.
Right, and this guy stumbled upon it, but it's an experience you can cultivate and actively explore. And this is so much what we want for men, is for them to have permission to explore their full sexual system that includes their anus without the shame, without that little disclosure this guy included at the beginning of, oh, but I'm not gay, but it feels really good. We've talked about this before, but to say it again, anal inclusion in your sex life has nothing to do with your sexual orientation. Just like gay men can enjoy blowjobs and straight men can enjoy blowjobs, men of all varieties can enjoy anal pleasure, and the activities you do has nothing to do with your orientation. So we will continue to repeat that until it's out of our cultural lexicon. Like, it doesn't have to mean anything about your orientation. But men have been forbidden and prohibited from exploring their anal area and exploring their prostate because of homophobia and because of anal shame. And it's time we give these parts back to men and give them permission to explore fully what their body can do for them. And this is such a big part of our mission. You know, we love women, we love men, we think we're all in this together. But it's really important for us to be advocates for men to fearlessly and shamelessly explore their entire bodies and just how much pleasure they can feel, because men have really been shortchanged in how we talk about men's sexuality. Like, oh, they're easy to turn on and they're ready to fuck any time and you just do a few strokes and that's it. And they're simple, right? You know, it's like this whole dialogue that men are simple and women are complicated and blah, 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 blah. And it's bullshit. We all have the potential to tap into vast amounts of pleasure and have really euphoria-inducing sexual experiences. And the only way to get there is through exploration and practice and play and doing it together, doing it solo, doing it with toys, doing it with our hands. Like, if we devote ourselves to more active exploration, then we can tap into this universe of experiences that we all are capable of, and yet very few of us have permission in our lives to take time and take the energy to explore. So we encourage you to be intrepid explorers of your own erotic potential.
I love it. And this idea that you mentally broke yourself, I think maybe what you're speaking to is that your perception of yourself has changed forever now. And that isn't a bad thing, to break mm-hmm. this idea, this cultural idea that men are just about the penis. Like, mm-hmm. to have sex is, and to experience orgasm and pleasure is just about the cock, is something that is great to be recycled and to be removed from your idea of yourself, and you've expanded. I just wanted you to challenge you that you haven't broken yourself. You've expanded your perception of yourself, that you are more than just your penis.
And but what do you think about this idea that now that I've experienced this higher level of pleasure, my normal everyday level is not satisfying? How do you respond to that?
I don't think that has to be that way. I think it's like having a peak experience. It's like having an incredible, phenomenal, really special occasion meal versus having a meal that you regularly have on a weeknight.
Steak versus hamburger?
Yeah, it's just a different experience. I doubt that you actually will experience an addiction. I understand that fear, but it's more likely, like, yes, you may have a craving for it and you may really want to explore it quite a lot, especially maybe in this new phase of discovering it. But then it'll probably become something that you throw in once in a while that you know that you love, but you'll also enjoy your regular climaxes, and you can bring it into your regular sex, as it were. It could also become just more integrated into your life, and that's okay too. But I don't think you need to worry that you'll never enjoy the other kinds of sex too.
Right. When you experience a high, that doesn't mean that your everyday pleasures become lesser than. And I think this is one of the messages that our pleasure negative society feeds us to keep us limited, to keep us small. Is don't get too big, because that'll be dangerous.
You'll never be able to come back once you go over the edge.
Yeah, and really it's just about expanding your capacity, and then you know that your capacity is expanded. It's like you have a bigger balloon to fill if you wish, but everyday experiences can be just as pleasurable. And prostate stimulation is something you can explore alone. A lot of guys explore it alone for years before ever asking a partner to participate. Or you can integrate it into partnered sex. Some men wear butt plugs during intercourse, and so that toy is rocking and stimulating the prostate as they're fucking their partners, their wives. And that can be a really easy, hands-off way to include prostate stimulation. Some guys get really into their partners massaging their prostate for them, and some partners love doing this and love fucking their men. And it's a role reversal that can be super exciting and thrilling. And you can explore pegging, where your wife straps on a dildo. And coming up soon on the podcast, we actually have an interview with a guy who is really into pegging, and we're going to talk all about that. So if you have any questions about pegging and strap-on sex, send them our way and we'll include them in the interview. But I think what's really important to know is that you're not alone in this. Men all over the world are waking up to prostate stimulation. It's becoming very popular. It's mainstreaming and normalizing, and guys are talking about it more. It's being mentioned on sitcoms and being just integrated into our culture more. And we could not be happier about this. Our first project together, 9 years ago now, was about prostate stimulation, because we are so committed to the idea of men learning how to stimulate their prostate. So that was our very first project, was about prostate massage. And so for coming on a decade this fall, we have been devoting a big part of our professional lives to advocating for prostate massage and prostate pleasure. And so we are the biggest cheerleaders of men exploring this. If you have any questions about it, definitely come over to the website. We have an entire course on prostate massage that's designed for partnered play, but you can also do a lot of the techniques alone. But you can check that out, Prostate Massage Mastery, available at pleasuremechanics.com. We also have a ton of information about it. And we are always open to your questions, so let us know what's on your mind about this subject. And open yourself up to the idea of it being a life-changing, euphoria-inducing, amazing erotic experience, because this is what we hear from men, is it's some of the best orgasms of their life. They experience their penis in a whole new way. They experience their sexuality in a whole new way, and it's life-changing. And why not have a life-changing sexual experience?
Amazing. And I also just want to say, if people can explore it and it doesn't feel that way at first, and you keep exploring it, and it can become better and better. Often these parts of the body can be numbed out because we haven't paid any attention to it. So,
and it can take some practice to find the right spot, the right kind of stimulation.
Totally. So also know that for some people, they can have experiences like this out of the blue, and other people, it might take a little practice. So don't feel disappointed if you give it a go and you're like, what are they talking about, those crazy ladies? So keep exploring. Different people respond differently, but the potential is there should you want to go exploring.
Yes. Indeed.
And I hope that we have calmed your mind, Mr. Anonymous, who we do not know your name. I hope this calms your mind and your heart. I hope you know that you are not alone, that you what you experienced was totally normal and awesome. And yes, there is more to sex always than any of us know. I hope that all of us are always learning more about sex till the moment we keel over. It's it's a huge field that is... I mean, it is infinite, and that's the beauty of it. There's so much for us to explore in our bodies, and that's what we really want to encourage us all to do, is to keep discovering, keep exploring. There is more pleasure for us all.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about it. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, explore our online courses, including Prostate Massage Mastery. Be in touch with us, look through the podcast archive. We have a wealth of information for you as you explore your sexuality. And we're here for you. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.